RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. And so until tomorrow night at the same time, may the Lord be with you. America. This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And we hope for the next hour there'll be the views of John McTernan. We're having a little difficulty getting him. But John certainly does an excellent job talking about the Christian background of America. And basically, of course, 50 years ago when I got started, nobody questioned that America was founded by Christians as a Christian nation. But what people do not understand is there's a small subversive group that controls the media, that controls the banks, that controls the major corporations, that controls our educational system through the great tax-exempt foundations, have their people planted in our churches, and their job is to destroy the Christian foundation of America, indeed, to destroy Christianity worldwide. And so we wanted to put together a 4-CD set on the background of America's Christian history, and nobody I thought could do a better job on that than John McTernan. Hi, John. How are we doing?
Yes, Doctor. It's good to talk to you again.
Well, why don't we just talk, feel up to talk about the Christian background of America and why we are a Christian nation and why this effort to destroy Christianity in America is really an effort to destroy our nation and its foundation?
Sure. Yeah, I was also prepared, for the 666 information from Revelation 13.
So. Okay.
Yeah, sure. We'll go along with every topic that you want to talk about.
All right. Well, let's go ahead with that. So basically, the whole idea that suddenly America is a Christian nation should not be foreign to anybody.
Well, it's been really, Stan. I studied this pretty well. And I trace the turn of America away from its Christian roots to the Scopes, what's called the Scopes Monkey Trial in Tennessee in 1928, I believe it was, where evolution was pitted against creationism, and creationism was mocked, and it seemed that evolution came to the forefront, and the church kind of willingly, for whatever reason, kind of started to recede from the main the mainstream of America, like the main public square, I guess would be the way. And the church basically, Dr. Stan, has been in retreat since then. It's been one retreat after another, prayer and Bible reading taken out of the school. Hardly anybody stood up. There was very few. And then, of course, the abortion decision. There is a pro-life movement, but small compared to the majority of and then the laws about homosexuality fell, pornography fell. And now we're into homosexuality being exalted. So it's been decades in coming. It just didn't start a couple of years ago. If you look,
But this really is a coordinated, organized effort. This isn't just happening by accident.
That's exactly right.
And, of course, basically, that was the Scopes trial was when Clarence Darrow was there.
Yeah.
And suddenly Clarence Darrow suddenly was pushing this idea that suddenly that evolution was absurd and that creation was absurd, that evolution was the way things came about. Well, I said we'll be back here in just a moment with John returning. We'll be talking about the Christian Foundation. America was once a Christian nation. It's not today, and it didn't happen by accident.
Silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, that thought will be back in just a moment here. America was to be unique because we were never to have a ruler. We were never to have a man in charge who would suddenly tell us what to do. And, of course, the power of the legislature, the power of the courts, everything was to be limited by the checks and balances between the legislative and judicial and executive branches of government. And then, of course, also by the fact that the people had the right to keep and bear arms, that every governor was in charge of the National Militia, the National Guard, and that was really a check against the power, excessive power by the federal government. It was this fear of power that was so unique about America, and that is why America was free and why suddenly America offered opportunity. People could come here, and they could suddenly make a fortune if they wanted to, if they were willing to work, and hard work suddenly paid off. But, of course, that's all changed today with all the rules and regulations, and suddenly the America that existed even 50 years ago when I was growing up certainly doesn't exist today. Go right ahead, John.
Dr. Stan. America was set up, and when you look at our history, there was so many of the presidents would call for a day of prayer and fasting, especially in times of war, calling out to the Lord. And when you read, like, Lincoln's second inaugural address, it's like a great sermon. I recommend that everybody read President Lincoln's second inaugural address, the scriptures that he quotes, and he weaves them beautifully, calling for forgiveness. Now, the war is, well, it wasn't quite over, but the end was in sight. And he was talking about slavery and God's justice and things like that. And the war was over, and now we're going to have reconciliation. And he weaved scriptures in there. I mean, it's just worth reading. That's our heritage. Dr. Stan, I guess we'll call him the hard left today and the atheist. They can't stand America's Christian history. They can't. They're on a search and destroy mission to get anything out of schools and history. It's like it never happened. It's like a purge. It's just like a purge. And of course, when they do that, we're left with nothing. What are we left with? We have no roots. We have no, foundation that we came from. And therefore, people can be manipulated, Dr. Stan. If they have no roots from the past, if they have no heritage, then they can easily be swayed into some other line of thinking. And that's what's happening today. That's exactly what's happening today.
Amen to that. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. If you have a question, give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question, but essentially, this is the foundation of America. America was formed as a Christian nation. And not everybody even who was there was a Christian, but they all respected Christianity as a source of a philosophy that was inherently good. And suddenly, I don't know anybody except perhaps for Thomas Paine, who was not a deist. In fact, Thomas Paine, I believe, was a deist. He just had rejected Christianity as such. And of course, then he went over to France to try to suddenly have a French Revolution over there, like the one that had here in America, almost got himself killed suddenly because of the attitude that he took, and returned here and died more or less in disgrace. Well, he had a great mind. He had done a great deal to help create America. But because he was so anti-Christian, why, he was certainly rejected by the vast majority of the American people who were staunchly Christian. It was that belief in Christianity that allowed us to create a government where the power of the central authority was to be limited by the chains of the Constitution, and matters dealing with life, liberty, and property were to be taken care of at the state and the local level. In fact, if you read the Federalist Papers, they stipulate that the matters dealing with life, liberty, and property be taken care of at the state level, never at the federal level. And look and see where we've gotten today. Go right ahead, John.
Yeah, another thing, Stan, about our Christian heritage, when you look at the Declaration of Independence, and you've just really kind of mentioned that, it talks about we have inalienable rights. That were endowed by our Creator, and you're right. Not everybody was a Christian in American history, if that's for sure. But when they talked about our Creator in the Declaration of Independence, it wasn't Muhammad, and it wasn't Buddha, and it wasn't the Mormons weren't there at that time, and the Buddhists weren't there at that time. Basically, the large percentage of the country was the Anglican Church, and there were Baptists and others. Were here, Presbyterians were here, but it was the Christian God who they were referring to. That's who the Declaration of Independence was anchored in, and there were three documents which are the foundation of America. Everybody knows about two, but not the third. And the first one, of course, is the Declaration Statue of Independence, and in there it says that we're endowed by our Creator with inalienable rights. And I'll just hold on that for a second, Dr. Stan. All, you know, these, I look at atheists and these others like that as interlopers. They've come and got the blessings of being in America and then deny the source of the blessing. We are endowed by our Creator, you know, for life, liberty, and the inalienable rights. And yet they mock that idea. So what, the foundation of America has no bearing on them whatsoever. None. They're not connected into the history, into the foundation, to the roots of America, because they're denying that our Creator has given us these rights. And of course, the third one, the third document is the Declaration of Independence, which really, it doesn't have any mention in it. It's just the outline of the government. So it doesn't have anything to mention about the Lord in it. But you get into the second one, which is the Treaty of Paris in September of 1783. And this is the one that grants, the Great Britain grants the United States independence as a free nation. So we were not free after the Declaration of Independence. We declared it, but we had to beat the British, and for them to withdraw their authority here for us to become independent. So September, we became officially a nation on, I believe it was September, it was either the first of the month or the last of the month. It could be September 1st, 1783, and the preamble to it, the our independence from Great Britain, the preamble to the document says, in the name of the most holy and undivided Trinity. So we found our independence was founded on the Christianity.
And of course, but that is not taught in school today.
No. That's why no one knows about the second document, Dr. Stan, because right there in it, is we were founded as a Christian nation.
Amen to that. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And certainly everyone knew this was true. That was certainly 50 years ago. Today, it has been certainly removed from everything. The last thing that the people who control the media, who control education, want is for the American people to understand the Christian foundation of our nation. We have Jim calling from Flint, Michigan. Jim, do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I do, Dr. Stan. Hello, John. How are you?
Yeah, hello. Tim, yes. Is that your name, Tim?
It's Jim.
Okay, Jim.
Uh-huh. I'll just go ahead and ask the question, then I'll hang up and listen to your answer on the radio, okay? My question is, people talk about evolution and people talk about creationism. Is it possible that the two are not necessarily mutually exclusive?
All right, fine. Basically, you talk about evolution, you talk about creation. Is it possible that they are not exclusive, that you could have had a creation and you could have had evolution as well? In other words, that God could have created what he has through the evolutionary process. What are your thoughts on that?
No, I don't believe it, Dr. Stan. I don't, as evolution is laid out, I don't believe it, that I believe in the creation as it's described.
I believe it as well, and whether it's a 6,000 years or 10,000 years, but human life as we know it, Sydney, and animal life is a rather recent thing. It's not something that's been around for thousands and thousands and tens of thousands of years. And God didn't need evolution. God, this is amazing, amazing. It's, I mean, you only look at the human hand and just look at the mechanics of it as an orthopedic surgeon. I operated on hands. Constantly marveled at the architecture, the engineering that went into that, well, the engineering that goes into the heart. the engineering certainly that goes into the nervous system. I mean, what we're seeing is in the human body is truly a miracle of God. And if we want to say this is simply evolved or divinely molded, divinely guided evolution, I think it's just is effort to confuse the issue. Either that God is real and is what he purports to be, or he's not. Either simply what's taking place today is happening because of political purposes, or we're seeing the fulfillment of prophecy. There's no in-between. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Now, it's possible that certainly the Earth has been here for a lot longer than the 6 to 10,000 years, but as far as the human life and animal life as we know it, they're really rather recent things. Give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest is John McTernan. I asked John what we can do to suddenly turn America around. He said we need a great revival, and I believe that's absolutely true. But I believe the only way we're going to get a great revival is to have a horrible catastrophe.
That might be true, Dr. Stan. That might be what's needed.
And basically, whether it's going to be a financial collapse, a moral collapse, a great epidemic, whether it's going to be a war, whether it's going to be an EMP attack, whether it's going to be suddenly a volcanic eruption, I don't know what it's going to be. But I do believe that God has some sort of a plan to create a catastrophic event that will actually change the direction, at least of many of our churches here. And it's only when things are bad that people are going to begin to look for the Lord. When things are good, people don't need the Lord, even though they really do need him. They don't understand they need him. And all they want to do is for him to provide things for them so they'll be happy. Well, ladies and gentlemen, no place in the Bible does it say that God wants us to be happy. But he wants to be true to him, and he wants us to be righteous. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And of course, we're talking with John McTernan about the Christian Foundation of America. At one time, everybody knew America was a Christian nation. Today, why, of course, they're even in the process of the Bible suddenly out of naval facilities. Apparently, there was such an outcry, they're putting them back in again. But the truth of the matter is, there are people at the highest levels of our military today who are part and parcel of this effort to destroy the Christian foundation of our nation. And these people are working in our universities. They're working certainly in our schools. They have a well-coordinated plan, and step by step, they undermine the very the Christian foundation of this once great Christian nation. Well, John, suddenly, as you address what's going on in the world today, and suddenly you're talking to people, I know, what suddenly do you find an awareness that there really is an organized, coordinated effort to destroy the Christian foundation of this country? Or do you think most people think it's just sort of happening by accident?
I don't know if anyone really cares anymore, Dr. Stan. That's the impression I got. That people have kind of, I don't want to sound too negative. I mean, because telling the assessment is going to sound negative, but I think a lot of people are just beat, and there's no leadership. There's no, the church, where is leadership in the church? I try and give leadership. You try and give leadership. There's a handful of us that try and give leadership. But I don't know what the pastors are doing. It's amazing to me. It's just an amazing thing. The country's melting away, and the church is trying to live as comfortably as possible. It's like the Titanic going down and trying to live real nice in the last 20 minutes or hour. The politicians are absolutely gutless to stand up for those that are destroying the country. I mean, they're afraid of being called, I don't know what, in the media. So it's like it's all dissolved away, Dr. Stan. It's like as the church kind of waned in power, America's matching the state of the church.
I agree with you totally, and I think that all we can do is try to reach as many people. Of course, you have your ministry. I have, as in the radio ministry, where we are able to reach people, and hopefully the people we reach can reach others. And basically, I think that talk radio is by far the most cost-efficient means of reaching people. Certainly, television is a better method, but it's much more expensive, and it'd be very difficult to actually get any one of the television the networks to carry my program, because there are other people out there, John Ankerberg and others, who try to get the truth out, and they've certainly been excluded and certainly put off of television, at least in many instances. So a lot of people are afraid, really, to tell the truth, because if they do, they'll come under tremendous pressure. Have you run into that?
Not with me. Not with me personally, no. I haven't gotten any opposition to what I'm doing. Well, just in Canada, they wouldn't air my material in Canada because they said it would end up in trouble with hate crime laws in Canada.
Okay.
And I guess that's what they're trying to bring here soon.
Well, I'm sure they are. Well, basically, yeah. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. And if you have a question or comment, or if you maybe you disagree with us, maybe you think that we're far better off at being not a Christian nation. Whatever your thoughts are, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295.
Their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We have Ann from Kennewick, Washington on. And Ann is saying, you know, certainly the kids need the Bible. And yet, of course, we've taken it out of school. Certainly, today there is a report out, certainly, that there were three young boys, had a plan. They were going to shoot a lot of people in their school. They were getting the weapons together, whether they actually had any weapons. But they intended to kill some of the leaders of the school and probably then to commit suicide. Three young kids, you know, probably 15, 16, 17 years old. Fortunately, somebody learned about the plot, But what's really wrong with having a Bible that says, thou shalt not kill? Basically, you need the Bible. You need to realize that you are answerable to somebody beyond yourself. And that is why they're taking the Bible out of our schools, because basically the Bible is the moral foundation for our society, the Ten Commandments, or the moral foundation of America, and they've been removed intentionally and purposely by people who want to destroy this nation. Destroy the Christian foundation of America, you destroy America. And do you have anything else you'd like to say or a question you'd like to ask?
Another thing that, you know, they're being robbed from a two-parent home, and then they're taking the Bibles out of the schools and this and that, and they don't know what the kids don't know what to do, what direction. I mean, they don't have their mothers in the home or their fathers. Some of them just don't have anybody.
I know.
They would have their Heavenly Father in the Bible if they could have it and read it, if they were being taught that, but you know, they don't want it anymore.
Well, basically, it's not the kids. It's the organized group that controls what goes on behind the scenes, controls the educational system, and they have an intense hatred for God and Christianity. They have an intense hatred for America because they know if they can destroy the Christian foundation of this country, they can destroy the nation. And thank you very much for calling. Anything you'd like to say before we let you go?
Oh, no. Thanks for being on.
Well, we'll be here as long as God gives us permission and provides the wherewithal. God bless. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest is John McTernan. And John, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, how they can get your books, how they can get your message, the material that you put out?
Yeah, it's very easy. You can go to usaprophecy.com. That's usaprophecy.com. And right there, when you go to it, I have three blogs. I have my books. I have a blog talk radio show. I have brochures. I'm going to call you Pastor. Dr. Stan, I wrote a brochure titled Jesus Christ Came to Heal the Brokenhearted. And it's really, I've prayed for now hundreds of people in America, but in India and Pakistan, it's really taken off, and it's winning all sorts of Muslims and Hindus to the Lord. I'm getting reports of entire Muslim families coming to the Lord through Jesus Christ came to heal the brokenhearted. So that's exciting. I mean, there are great things going on in a nation sense. Things don't look good, but God's still working no matter what is going on politically and economically and socially.
Yes, I think you're absolutely right. I think it's much so interesting that the books seem to be doing far better off in other countries than here in America.
Yeah, Dr. Stan, could I mention, just comment on that previous caller's?
You certainly can. You go right ahead.
Yeah. There was a series of Supreme Court decisions starting in like 1962 and ending in 63 about removing prayer and Bibles out of the schools. And I remember I was out with my dad and we were in a restaurant and the people in the booth next to us were having a heated discussion. And at that point, at that time, my dad really didn't care whether Bibles and prayer was in school or not. So that was never really a topic in my home, but the people were having these two men were having a heated discussion, and it was kind of loud, and I couldn't help but hear it. And I listened to them, and they were talking about that day or the day before. So there was a Supreme Court decision about removing either prayer or the Bible from school. And the one man said, and I never forgot this. He said, nothing's going to happen now. And he said, everything will be all right for, you know, the time. He said, but just wait 40 years. He said, just wait. Give it one generation. He said, you wait and see what those schools, you see what the country looks like. He said, you can't tell God to get out of the school and then have it be blessed. He goes, it's going to be chaos in the school. I remember it vividly. Now, when I went to school, and I think you're a little older than me, Dr. Skin, but when when I went to school, I lived in the country, and on any given day during the hunting season, you could have a dozen or 15 cars in the parking lot with shotguns in it, because the guys were either hunting before school or after school. No one was afraid. SWAT teams weren't called out. And then in school, what was the big thing? I don't know, chewing gum? I mean, smoking in the boys' room. That was, or smoking in the back of the bus. Those were the big issues. And now look at it. Look at the condition of the schools now compared to the way it was under the blessing of God and His Word. And when I went to school, and I know you're the same, we had very big classes. I was during the baby boomers, and some of my classes had like 40 kids or more. And we didn't have kids bouncing off the wall that needed Ritalin. No, Dr. Stan, we did. We didn't have real bad discipline problems. The only thing we had was like a class for slow readers. Otherwise, one teacher, 40 kids, 45 kids, no Ritalin, no bad discipline problems, some special reading skills. What's happened in those 50 years? What's happened?
Well, I think we know what's happened, and basically take God out of the schools and destroy the foundation, the moral foundation of the nation. They knew exactly what they were doing.
They knew exactly what they were doing. You're 100% correct, right?
And basically, of course, what we've pointed out many times is the reason that they took God out of our schools was because the Masons controlled the Supreme Court from 1941 to 1971 in majorities of 5-4 to 6-3. It's sometimes only three were non-Masons, and the Masons worship a different God. They are part of a conspiracy. Now, there are an awful lot of people out there, Masons, they don't understand what this is about, but the leadership does.
Yeah, the leadership. Well, do you know the Supreme Court justices that weren't Masons?
Well, basically, you can actually go up on the internet and pull down a list of just type in Supreme Court justices who are Masons, and then you can look at the ones who were not. But certainly the ones that took the leadership in all of this were certain Masons. And they removed God and prayer from our schools because they wanted to destroy the Christian foundation of America, and they had done it. But nobody will tell the American people that. I've never heard anybody, but anybody who wants to check it out can go up on the internet and find out. It really is true. There really is a coordinated effort to destroy this nation, and it comes not from without, but from within. And they focus our attention on the danger of communism, and now certainly on the danger, certainly of Islamic radicalism. And yet nobody ever asks, who funded ISIS? I mean, who trained ISIS? Who provided the weapons for ISIS? And it's your own CIA. And ISIS is out there actually killing Christians and beheading Christians and torturing Christians. And basically, they've been accused recently of a beheading, whether they're actually dead or not, to certainly a reporter. And all done certainly with your CIA money. And the fact you're never hearing this mentioned on the news is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over the major media and over what the American people think and believe. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. If you want to check out what I say, go up on your search engine and type in CIA funded ISIS, CIA funded Al-Qaeda, CIA funded Muslim Brotherhoods. You'll find articles there. But of course, you're never going to hear this discussed on the major line news. So we've got a real problem, and this is why I do what I do, and I'm sure this is why John does what he does. Well, a telephone number, if you'd like to give us a call, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But I am firmly convinced, as I think John is, that if we don't have a major revival in America, then suddenly we will spend our twilight years telling our children and our children's children what it was to live in America when men were free, because we're going to lose this country. We're going into a dictatorship. And you can see, step by step, we move towards ever more government control over the lives of the people. And what really bothers me, John, is is the average American doesn't seem to be concerned.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We've been anesthetized as a people. Something has happened, Dr. Stan, to the American spirit. There's like a dullness that's fallen over the people now. I'm really concerned that the Americans now are like the way the Germans were with Hitler. You know, they were the ones that weren't for him were just cowered down and wouldn't stand. And look what happened. I mean, that seems to be when you study Germany, Hitler was a minority. Even when he became the Führer there of Germany, he didn't have a majority behind him. But they organized, well funded and well disciplined people, a minority can take over the majority. Same thing with Lenin and the communists, you know. And so that's what I'm afraid, concerned about America. We can get the hardcore left here with the atheists, the really hard left, the Muslims organized, and I don't know if there's any resistance to stop them with the people. Something has happened. The American spirit in so many people has died.
Well, I think the thing is, John, that people just want to be left alone. They want to be left alone. They want to be free. They want to lead a good life. And they want to be prosperous. And they don't want to have to be involved with politics or who gets elected or what the politicians do, because they don't have any trust in the politicians. But they don't understand that if they're not elected, why, if they're not involved, why we lose by default.
Well, everyone, what's happening, Dr. Spin, is they're bringing the fight to us. You can't get away from it. You can't hide. They're bringing the fight to us.
Well, my belief is that everybody in this listening audience who listens to our programs should be involved in the political process in one way or another. As in, you should join your political party and try to have some influence at the local level. You should look for candidates and pledge to them and give financially to them. Fine. People who believe as you do, who believe certainly in the concept of America and limiting the power of government. And certainly if you can't find a candidate, become one yourself. Because, of course, if we are not involved, we lose by default. And men and women become accomplices of the evils they fail to oppose. And if we don't stand up, we're going to lose America. This is not imaginary. It's very real. We're under attack today from within, and there's not more than 1 in 1,000 Americans who really understands what's going on. What are your thoughts, John?
Well, yeah. Yeah, it's very interesting. Like, what we're seeing now was sort of under the radar years ago. And we can go back into the 70s and into the 60s. With you, it's a little bit probably further, but when I became kind of politically astute, it was in the mid to late 60s, and that it was under the radar. But now it's above the radar. It's right in your face. And you know, people, when I would talk to them years ago, oh, if anything ever like that happens, we'll stand up and we won't allow it. Well, it's right in their face now, and just like I said, the courage is sort of drained, and the willing to stand is not there. And no matter what happens, we just seem to be rolling with it. But this is the fight's being taken to us. This is an outright, open, not even being hidden plan to pull down the country.
Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And if you're out there, you have a question or comment, this is the time. I mean, what are you doing? What do you intend to do to try to save America? Could America, could we lose America? Of course, we've already lost it. The subversive element has taken over us in every aspect of our society, and they're using the financial and military power of the United States to consolidate their control of the world. Why do you think we have 800 to 1,000 foreign military bases? Our troops stationed in 130 nations. Do you think we're defending America? Of course we're not defending America. We're consolidating control to create this one world, demonic, satanic world government that the people who are behind all of this really want. And the fact that this is so poorly known is a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think and believe. So if you're out there and you have a question or comment, this is the time to give us a call. Our guest is John McTernan. And John, once again, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website and get your information. We put it out earlier, but you have to put it out a couple of times.
Sure. It's usaprophecy.com, usaprophecy.com. I have a blog, John McTernan's Insight, and I keep the people that follow it like on the cutting edge of political events. Or not political events, but world events in light of Bible prophecy. So I really keep a close eye on the Middle East, and now the forming of the Islamic Caliphate, because that has to come, Dr. Stan. There has to be an Islamic Caliphate at the end to fulfill Bible prophecy.
Well, are we seeing the fulfillment of Psalms 13, or I guess the 13th chapter of Revelation.
Revelation chapter 13. Right. Oh yeah, that's the 666 system, and high tech is taking us there. Things that we're very interested in, gadgets and things that are really good, but it's going to be used for evil. The Wi-Fi. All this high tech, we call them electronic tattoos now. Cameras are all millions of cameras following everything we do. And of course, we have the NSA merging. It's called the Utah Data Center. And every electronic, if you get a parking ticket, the NSA is going to know it. That's how sophisticated this is. It's all being stored. And in Utah data.
And people really don't understand that there is a file there on them. There's a file on everybody in America. In fact, we're moving towards files on everybody in the world. We'll be back.
Yeah, that's what they want to do. Everybody in the world.
Hold that thought. We'll be here in just a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. and thousands of men take prostate support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try prostate support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We're dependent upon those of you who listen to our program to help us as we reach out suddenly 5 hours every day, 5 days a week, trying to educate people about what's going on. And we're in problems, we're having problems today because we've turned our back on God. They've changed the music and the message of our churches. Yes, you can find a church, some churches out there that still sing the great old hymns, that still have the great message, you know, certainly talk about prophecy and the things that are unfolding and how they are applicable to what's going on today. But so much of the message of the church today is certainly the God loves you and God would never allow anything bad to happen to you. And just keep loving God and God will love you and he'll love everybody and everything's going to be just fine. And ladies and gentlemen, that is not the message of the scriptures. Read the scriptures. They tell us about the terrible things that lie ahead for our country and for society because we've turned our back on the teachings of God. And I think that we are living in truly prophetic times. And basically, of course, we are seeing the unfolding of the prophecies that are laid out in the Revelation. And there are really so many of them, but certainly these things could never have happened until Israel was reconstituted as the nation. People will tell me, well, there are a lot of evil people involved in reconstituting Israel, and that's absolutely right. God uses evil people for his purpose all the time. And basically, of course, we're moving towards a confrontation that's coming up in the Middle East. How soon is it all going to come together? I'm not certain. But, of course, if you read suddenly the various things, and both in the Psalms, certainly, and in Revelation, you can begin to see the picture opening up that is described there as we're moving towards a major climax in history. And there's going to be a terrible, terrible war in that area, and I believe it's going to come here. I don't know whether America is going to be part and parcel of what's taking place. I'm not certain that God isn't going to undermine America's leadership before these things happen. At least I hope in many respects that happens. I hope there is some sort of a major cataclysmic event. And so the American people will turn back to God. And what the people really don't understand is that unless there is a major cataclysmic event, why, of course, we're going to continue along where we're going, and, of course, America will be destroyed. The one hope for America is a cataclysmic event and a great revival, and we hope that you'll work with us as we try to do everything we can to get people on their knees again, asking for God and his forgiveness. Well, Sydney, this is the time when I need to remind you that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and we're dependent upon those of you who listen to our programs to help us finance what we're doing 5 hours a day, 5 days a week. And you can help us by calling us at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And suddenly, then, if you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, or perhaps suddenly use the health products that we have, or use the soap products that we have, or get the various 4-CD sets, and we have this great new 4-CD set on the danger of electricity. We have certainly a wonderful 4-CD set, certainly on the war on the Jews, goes into the background of certainly how certainly the Nazis were largely funded. And the war on the Jews, and basically what we've been told suddenly about the origins of the Holocaust isn't true. The United States was backing Germany as Germany was carrying out these horrible atrocities. That's The War on the Jews, or the book America's Nazi Secret by John Loftus. America's Nazi Secret by John Loftus. We ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders and our ministers. But please pray for Radio Liberty, my ministry, for our provision and our protection. And so until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
And let's breathe. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Jonathan Gray, who's over in New Zealand. It's actually tomorrow afternoon in New Zealand. But Jonathan is an archaeologist, and basically we've had him on in the past, and we take his regularly published accounts, certainly of what he has found, certainly archaeology, traveling throughout the world to the jungles, certainly of Africa, and to the deserts of Arabia, and certainly he actually tracked down a number of things that were done certainly by a retired anesthesiologist who had actually gone over and made some amazing discoveries in the Near East and in the Middle East, and certainly Jonathan had gone over and validated them. And basically, he has all sorts of wonderful stories about the things about past civilizations that you're never going to hear about because, of course, they all tend to validate the scriptures. And there's an organized effort to do everything they can to convince you that the biblical story is not true, that these things just didn't happen. We've been lied to, and I don't believe at all. Jonathan Gray, what are we going to be talking about this evening?
We're going to be talking about the robbing of Mr. Noah and his wife's graves, and my expedition into the valley, the Forbidden Valley, and how they tried to get rid of us to stop us getting the information out. I thought that may be of interest to listeners, Dr. Stan.
All right, fine. Well, you go ahead and you pick up the story.
Well, down from about 1 hour's journey down into the valley from the remains of the big boat, which is now recognized in Turkey by the Turkish government as they have declared the whole area now an international historical park, with the center attraction being what's left of the big boat up in the mountains, Noah's Ark. And a visitor center has been built there. Now,
if I could just comment, everything is being done to play down the fact that this is Noah's Ark, that Noah's Ark has been found, that it's certainly up there in the mountains of Ararat, not at the top of Ararat, but in the mountains of Ararat. And I have certainly people contacting me constantly telling me it's just not true. It's all fallacious. And yet, of course, this is one of the things that had been laid out by a number of people who investigated this. And as you say, the Turkish government has declared it is valid. And yet, of course, we just never talk about it here in America. So you pick up the story that Noah's Ark, I believe, everything points out to the fact that they found it validating the biblical story. But anything that validates the biblical story will be suddenly deprecated. Go ahead.
You're dead right. Yes, and half an hour from the Ark site actually is our base camp, a little town of Dubai, is it, close to the border with Iran, in eastern Turkey, southeastern Turkey. Now, Ron Wyatt, whom I took an attack on in the beginning because I could not believe he'd found it, and so I went out with a briefcase full of objections to shoot him down.
And I ended up being convinced by the evidence he was able to show me firsthand.
Now, once again, who is the gentleman who found this or worked with the crew that did find it?
Yes, actually, he's an American amateur archaeologist, Ron Wyatt, from Nashville, Tennessee, who went out after a Life magazine gave a report on it. He went out to investigate with his two sons.
And basically, we have an interview with Ron Wyatt. We have a four-tape set on Noah's Ark, and basically, it's fascinating material. And we talked to Ron before he died, but we'll be back in just a moment with Jonathan Gray. But this is sort of the Gear Doctor here discussed widely in many programs.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Hold the thought for a moment.
Halfway up.
Well, this is Dr. Stan and Rod, if I may. Jonathan is saying that suddenly, not too far away from where Noah's Ark is, there in the mountains of Ararat, there's a valley. And in this valley, there is supposedly where Noah and his family are buried. But you pick up the story. You were telling us about this this one point there in this valley. What did you find there?
Well, apart from that, two buildings and two great stone markers, there was this giant altar with one single step halfway up, too big for any of us today to use simply by lifting the foot. And one would be tempted to ask, well, how tall was the man who used this altar? But we do know that in ancient times, men were much bigger. And we've deteriorated both in size and in the length of our lives, and deteriorated in many other ways too, I believe. Anyway, it was a natural sound bowl where anyone speaking could be heard far away. And so here was plenty of room for gatherings of people when a patriarch might have addressed his descendants and offered animal sacrifices. So Ron's two sons went exploring. Danny and Ronnie went exploring. And they called out to their father. And Danny was rubbing an old weathered marker here in front of one of these buildings. And there was a very old lichen over it, but under the crust there was clear incisions, markers. There was a pictograph there. And it became clear, without much wasting of time, that these were grave markers. Now, Ron had his camera running. The inscriptions were unmistakable, and I'd like to describe them, Dr. Stan, because I think our listeners will find this quite fascinating. If the inscription meant anything, then what they'd stumbled upon was, well, dared they say it, probably the first post-flood grave marker on this planet. The grave marker of Noah, and nearby that of his wife. I'll describe what was on these markers. They first of all bore the eight cross symbols of Noah and his family. And then below that, there was a graphic portrayal of, let me put the first one. The first one showed eight people. Above these eight people, there was a rainbow. And under the rainbow, there was a boat on a wave. Then there were these eight people, two larger ones and six smaller ones. And you could tell that four of them were male and four were female, because the female had their hair curled longer at the back, and the males had a beard. So that differentiated who was male, who was female. Now, on the first grave marker, the larger woman had her head bowed and her eyes closed, and the other seven people were walking away from her. That would indicate a burial of a woman. On the next grave marker, there were only seven people, and the bigger man, he had his eyes closed, and he was bowed down, and the other six were walking away from him. Now, it doesn't matter what language you put that into, it makes it very clear. Here you've got a rainbow over a boat that's on a wave and eight people. The first one dies, she's a woman. The second one dies, he's a man, and the other six walk away. And those two grave markers very, very clearly portrayed that picture. Now, when I heard about that, I wanted to go and see it as well. I didn't want to check out Noah's Ark only. I wanted to check out the Valley of Eight as well, because that really did interest me. However, I discovered that one of these, this is before I got there, I was told that one of these graves had been robbed. And apparently, when Ron showed one of his team members, and he was with him on this occasion, the team member suddenly disappeared. And investigation showed that this team member had actually made a pact with the village mayor, that nearby village, the village of Eight. And they'd sealed it with a drink, and they had robbed the grave, and the Turkish authorities were now looking for this man. And they had sold contents from that grave on the Istanbul black market. Now, one item was a bodice around the woman's waist, the woman that was dug up. There were large stones in it, and that was sold on the black market in Istanbul, would you believe, for $75 million. That had to be an incredible piece. And the description of it is far more than we can comprehend. We don't see these things like these today. But anyway, the Turkish authorities know that the Vandals had robbed the grave of many precious jewels and artifacts, and they tracked down the source of the artifacts through their intelligence to the black market. But the perpetrator, who was a member of Ron's team, he himself eluded capture. However, the chief of the village near the gravesite, his name is Mehmet, and I've met him quite a number of occasions, has been identified as an accomplice. And his share of the proceeds, it appears, has also vanished. But the fact is that the grave was robbed. Now, I was warned not to go down to that valley because it could be rather dangerous, and I'll tell you why. After Ron discovered the grave robbery, on his next visit down, the village chief and his henchmen tried to take him up into the hills behind the altar to get rid of him. And Ron knew a little bit of Kurdish, and he heard the man talking, "Let's get rid of this man. Let's get rid of him." And so Ron quickly made a dash while he could, while he was still in sight of other people, and he spared himself being killed. However, a little later after this, there was seen the remains of another man whose body was rotten, had been partly eaten by dogs, and he was up the back of that hill also. It seems to be a place to get rid of people who have embarrassing information. Anyway, on my first visit to this area, there was a war going on between the Turks and the Kurdish population in that corner of Turkey.
Seems like there's always a war going on in that area, isn't it? I mean, it's a very, very dangerous area to go into, my understanding.
Yes, it is. It is. It's not a usual holiday place at all, huh? And the Kurds, of course, want to be independent because the West artificially carved up the Middle East. I think it was after World War One, and part of the Kurds ended up in Turkey, and another section of them ended up in the northern part of Syria, adjoining Turkey, and the remainder ended up in Iran, adjoining Turkey also. And so they no longer had their Kurdistan country, and so they were split between three countries. And they were looking for independence. But Turkey, of course, owed America and Europe quite a bit of money. And its source of repaying its debt was oil. And the oil was mostly, the oil in Turkey was mostly in this Kurdish corner. And they didn't want the Kurds to break away. So there was a battle going on. It goes on. It heats up and cools down, heats up and cools down. On my first trip there, I was told not to go into the Valley of Eight. It would be too dangerous. And I was also told, look out if you get to devise it, because there's a war going on. So what I did was this. I went to the Kurds. I was living in Australia at the time, and I contacted the Kurdish Association in Australia, who had good contact with their homeland in Turkey, and they supplied me with a safety mechanism. That was that if the Kurds kidnapped me, as they have kidnapped quite a number of Westerners to draw attention to their plight, they're hoping to make the world take notice. Not that I don't think the world does take much notice of it, but they kidnap people occasionally to try to draw attention to their plight. If I was kidnapped by a Kurdish guerrilla, I would simply show them the visa that the Kurdish Association in Australia had prepared for me, and they would realise that it was not an enemy. So hopefully they would spare me. It would be a safe passage visa. But don't let the Turks see it, because if they see it, you're finished, man. You're thrown into a Turkish jail, and who knows when you'll come out. So that was the situation. I was going to Turkey. I had a Turkish visa in my Australian passport. I also had a Kurdish visa, so that's the opposition side, and I had to hide that away and not let the Turkish authorities see it. And, when I got to, when my friend Trevor Prestige from Perth, Western Australia, and I went together on our first visit, we pulled in at Dubyazit, this little town where the Kurds have their headquarters and where the Turks have a military base. And we checked in at the little hotel. It's called the Erzurum Hotel. And, oh, boy, did I notice when I looked at the hotel, it was blasted full of shell holes and bullet holes all over the place, the whole building from one end to another. And this is the hotel we were going to sleep in. I said to Trevor, look, it was getting about 6 o'clock at night, about twilight, and I said to Trevor, I'll go across the street there. I've just noticed a supermarket sign. And there was this big sign called Supermarket. And would you believe, I don't think you've seen a supermarket so small, Dr. Stan. It was about hardly much bigger than a bathroom, but it was stuffed full of goods. And I thought, at least I can get some food here. So I walked across the road from the hotel to the supermarket. and then I stopped. There in front of me was a shop window with three bullet holes in it. I thought, oh, well, maybe we can wait till the morning. So the street was empty. There was a curfew on, and I went back to the hotel for the night. That was our first night in that little town.
Well, our guest, of course, is Jonathan Graham. We're talking about his effort to get into this valley, the Valley of Age, of course, where Noah was buried. And basically, all of this information is there. The reason you're not hearing about it is because it validates the scriptures, and everything is being done, of course, to lead you away from the fact that the Bible is accurate, the history that's there is accurate. Ron Wyatt did a wonderful job of uncovering this, and everything is done to discredit him.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us. 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan and Rob. Jonathan is simply talking about having gone to this Curtis Village. Ron Wyatt had told him not really to stay there because it was potentially dangerous. However, of course, Jonathan had actually gone and had stayed the night. However, they encountered a Turkish shelling at the village, and about 30 people were killed adjacent to the hotel where he was staying. But of course, he had managed, he and his associate who was with him, had managed to survive. And then, of course, he set out to find a taxi driver that he had been recommended to, and suddenly had been told that this man will at least be able to take you to a place where you'll be able to find somebody to take you to this Valley of Eight, where the grave of Noah had been robbed, but Ron Wyatt gave him the information that who to contact. So pick up the story there, Jonathan.
Yes. Dr. Stan, the next morning we came out of the hotel. I turned right, strolled up into the first side street, and I spoke English. Of course, I couldn't speak Turkish. So I spoke to a gentleman I saw. I said, "Do you know someone with a car who speaks English?" Well, he just looked at me blank. But that very moment, a shout rang out, and the way up the street there, because I knew this was the street where this young fellow would have his taxi, I saw this young man running toward me, and he was speaking in English. "Can I help you? Can I help you?" Well, his name was Sayyam. And I said, "We need to go first up to the mountains," I said, "to Noah's Ark." And his face lit up with recognition. "Yes," he said, "I can get you there. Come." So we followed him, Trevor and I, to a beaten-up contraption that seemed held together with sheer sweat and perhaps determination and chewing gum. But the engine spluttered into life, and this taxi survived the rough, dusty roads into the mountain villages. Now, these Kurdish village people were very beautiful people, and the war was ravaging them. But we couldn't stay. We went on further to the remains of the old boat. And we started investigating and working up there, trying to scrape away some of the encrusting mud. We examined some things the local children had found. And meanwhile, Sayyam was becoming a good friend. And then I showed him a photo of one of the anchor stones, because as the ark came into land, it had quite a number of these big stones that hung down, drogue stones, which would stabilize the boat in the roughest of seas. And ancient ships used to use these. And I was told that as the boat came in into shallow water, into this arc of mountains, it had been determined that it had dropped these anchor stones every so often, and they had been discovered in a curved line leading up to the present place where the boat is. So these did have the appearance of the old anchor stones used by shipping in the past, except these were much bigger, and they would be comparable in size to a boat the size of Noah's Ark, if this was Noah's Ark. So anyway, I showed him a photo of one of these stones, and sensing its significance, this young Kurdish young man grew excited. "Where is this one?" he asked. I said, "This one is in the Valley of Eight, Kazan," because I wanted him to take me there. "Kazan," he said, "my mother's family from that village. We go there." So can you believe it? This is the very place I've been told is too dangerous to get into. But here he was offering to take us to that very spot because his mother's family came from that village. Okay. So now I saw this for the first time. Losing the contact with somebody else, we, far from the being a setback, which I'm not going to tell about that one because it's not important to the story, here we got in touch with this young man. And he could have got us back into the place of eight, whereas nobody else might have been able to do it. So I do believe the Lord had provided us with this one English-speaking driver who could get us there. And remember, he'd come running to us. I believe the Lord had planned it for us from the start. And so a prayer that I'd been offering for quite a few months was now to be answered. So we spent the rest of that first day at the Ark site, and we took samples, and we did investigations that we'd follow up later. then the next morning we set out along the road from our little hotel to Kazan, the valley of the village of Eight. But as we turned off the bitumen onto a dirt side road, we ran smack into a Turkish military convoy. Oh boy. And here I was with a Kurdish driver bumping into a Turkish convoy. Well, we learned that they were headed for that same remote Kurdish village for target practice. So we were arrested. Our passports were confiscated. They took us back to the military headquarters in the town for interrogation.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Jonathan Gray.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan Jonathan's is telling about what happened after they were arrested by the Turkish military. And it was almost as if God had intervened. Suddenly they were put under the control of a very young officer. And after chatting with the young officer for a while, it became very obvious that he didn't want to do any harm to Jonathan and his friend. Of course, they were worried that they would suddenly go through their material back at the hotel and find that they had actually a passport or some sort of a visa from the Kurds. And of course, if they're controlled by the Turks and they have something from the Kurds, they could very well end up in a Turkish prison and spend the rest of their lives there. And basically, I mean, the conflict between the Kurds and the Turks has been going on for the better part of going back to immediately after the First World War, when Great Britain and France divided up that area of the world after the fall of the Ottoman Empire, they divided it up and they put us in Iraq. They put Kurds, Shia Muslims, and Sunni Muslims. Why would they put three various groups in conflict with another? So the people would be fighting one another, so they could not fight either the English or the French. Basically, this is what they did all throughout the Middle East. They created these artificial countries with one thought in mind, to have turmoil. And now here, certainly, Jonathan is in Turkey, in this area, this Kurdish area of Turkey. And, of course, he's under the control of the Turkish military. And they don't know if they're going to get released or not. They've gone there to see Noah's Ark. They've gone there to see the gravesite where Noah is buried. Go right ahead.
Thank you. So this young man said, when the governor wakes up, I'll see if we can get him phoned and ask if he'll let you free. Well, the hours just seemed to creep by. They went so slow. And then another officer came into the room and he carried some papers. He said, sign these and you can go. Well, what do they say? I was asking him. They say that if you get caught in the crossfire between us and the Kurds, then we will not be held responsible. Well, the documents were in Turkish. And he said, also, we've decided not to go up to your hotel to search. We're going to let you go. The governor had instructed them to let us go, so that was a godsend. Yeah, so the documents were in Turkish. I could not read them. I didn't know what we were signing. For all we knew, we could be signing away our lives. But if we hoped to be set free, there was no option but to sign them. So we signed and left it in God's hands. Well, soon we were outside on the street. And Sam, who was with us, he was arrested with us, the driver. He said, look, you two go back to the hotel, and later I'll drive out to Kazan to find out if it's safe. So a few hours later, our Kurdish friend was back. He said, yeah, let's go. Now, on the way out to Kazan, Sam stopped to pick up a man who introduced himself as the village chief. Immediately, I recognized him. He was Mehmet, the man against whom Ron had warned me. So here we have Sam, then the village deputy with him, and Mehmet. Three men from the same village. One's our friend, the other two are dangerous. So anyway, he came with us to some anchor stones, and this is what he was taking us to see, but the anchor stones were only like the key to get us into the valley so we could look at the graves and the house and start exploring in that area. So first of all, he took us to some anchor stones lying near the village, and they're beautiful little children in the village there. They were eyeing us from a distance, and then we wandered over to a rise where two of the anchors were now being used upside down as grave markers. And then we headed for a hill about a mile west of the village. And from there we could look back toward the village in the Bowl Depression. And then across the other side of the valley, well, I'll mention that in a moment. As we were going up this hill, I kept noticing these holes in the ground. And it turned out, Stan, that since they had found valuables in Noah's wife's grave, the village people had been digging up other graves in the area in the hope of finding more treasures. And you could see all these holes everywhere with piles of earth beside them. We got up to the top of that hill, and there was an ancient altar resting on the ground. And you could see a niche where the animal's head was fitted, ready for the slaughter. And then there was another rock. And on that rock, there was a picture of Noah's Ark engraved in the rock. It was getting hard to see, but you could still make it out a little bit. And then I took a look at another look at the altar, and on top of the hill, there was another anchor stone. And the cable for this anchor had the cable hole, rather, because they all had cable holes for the ropes to be entwined in, so as they hung down from the boat. That had been broken, and this anchor had been dropped, no doubt, when the ark sailed over the peak as was coming into shallow water. Anyway, for about an hour, this village chief, Mehmet, and his deputy guided us over this valley of eight to to more anchor stones. The real name is drogue stones. They just drag in the water. And my eyes kept standing and looking for what we'd really come to see. I kept looking back across the valley. That's why I was really here. But I was careful not to let him see me too keenly looking back, hoping that he wouldn't know why I was there. Okay, we went back to the village, and they were knocking stones from a wall to show us an old inscription. Now, one of our team members in the past was a man called David Fassold, and he'd been there a few times with Ron. He'd been out here to the spot. He'd become a friend of Mehmet's at some time in the past, and he'd written a book on Noah's Ark. And David Fassold was a marine salvage expert from Florida, and he had salvaged a few ancient ships down there in the Caribbean Sea. So he was a good man to join the team, and he had photographed some of these things we were looking at now, and Mehmet brought out his book with pictures of the anchor stones and a picture of Mehmet there in the book. So David had given him a copy of the book, and although Mehmet could not read it, he proudly saw his own picture. And the same man Mehmet had wanted to eliminate Ron, yet he was kindly disposed to David, who had not played any role in the gravesite discovery or Mehmet's looting of it. So although he tried to kill Ron, he was a friend of a previous team member, David. So I thought maybe this is the way I can get through to get where I need to go. It was now or never. Had to take the risk. If he discovered what I really knew of Ron, I wasn't going to mention Ron because that would put me in danger since he'd tried to kill Ron. So it's better to throw in somebody else's name if I want to find out about those other relics. So I remember swallowing very hard and I drew a sketch of Noah's gravestone, the one over at the house. And I pointed to it, and I said, David Fassold saw this? And I asked him, pointing to the sketch, is this somewhere near here? Well, he instantly recognized it, but somehow he probably saw through that I didn't really get this from David Fassold. He actually showed a little bit of anger and irritation from me asking him. And then he quickly got back on my land over there. Now, I didn't know it at the time, but this man carried a gun under his jacket. And instead of taking us to the place I wanted to go, where I knew the house and the gravesites were, Mehmet and his henchmen skirted that area, and they drew Trevor and me away from it. And I was recognizing now for the first time that he had no intention to take me there at all. He was going to take me somewhere else. So we passed the giant 12-foot altar at the bottom of the hill, which was in this amphitheater and which overlooked the house further down and the grave sites, and he kept going. Now, up on the hill, beyond the big altar, Ron had seen the human bones and a skull with hair still on it, which dogs had been devouring. I mentioned that a little while ago. And this man, Ron believed, was a killer, this man who was now taking us up here. It was up this same hill that Mehmet was now taking us. So I said to him, look, how far is it that you want to take us? Oh, just 100 metres. Well, we covered 100 metres, and I was now beginning to feel a little bit uneasy about this. There was a rock with some marks on it, but the grave marker would not have been brought up here. So I said, how far now? Come. That was his reply. Well, how far? You said 100 metres. How far is it? And his reply was, just 1 kilometre more. Now, I knew that 1 kilometre more would be out of sight of the village and he could do whatever he liked with no one knowing. And then I recalled the plot to get Ron into the hills and kill him. So I knew the moment had come to act fast. So I turned to Sam. I said, oh, Sam, tell him the sun is getting low. We must turn back. Without waiting for a reply, I just wheeled right around, and I was toward the rear of the group. I was now in front, racing down the hill back toward the 12-foot altar. Now, Trevor didn't come up the hill with me, this hill, only Syed and myself. And we rushed back to Syed's car, and we noticed that the children of the grave robbers were now pilfering my bag in the car. So that they were learning early. Anyway, in the open here, where the car was and close to the village, I felt safer. And he didn't, no one dared shoot us as we were still in sight of the village. So I knew that I could run. And I had my camera with me. I was shooting everything as I ran past into the area where Mehmet had avoided taking me. I ran straight through the site of Noah's house and the two graves. And I turned and took another shot and looked back. Now, the mound in the center of my vision was all that now remained of the house. It had been deliberately vandalized after they robbed the graves. I might mention that the stone walls of the house were 3 feet thick, Dr. Stan. And over the centuries, they had become partially buried in silt, probably about 4 feet of silt surrounding them. And the window apertures were interesting. The apertures on the inside of the house were narrower than on the outside. So if you're inside the house and you wanted to look outside, you could actually look quite a long distance sideways as well as forward. If you're on the outside, you would have your vision narrowed. And so it was an interesting way of constructing a window space. As Trevor and Syed and I quickly got into the car, The village man accosted Syed, and they had a vicious, heated argument. They caught up to us, and deeply distressed, Syed leapt into the car, and we sped off. And what we did as we sped off was we the three of us, Syed driving and Trevor and I in the back, we lowered our heads and we just crouched right down behind the seats while we drove off, and then only raised our heads as we got further away. That was an interesting experience. Oh, boy.
Well, I'm sure that God looks after you, and because without God's protection, you probably never would have gotten out of there alive.
Yes, I do agree with you. It was only the protection of God that got us through, and I can see his hand in quite a number of events that were taking place during that time. We did make a visit back there later on, and this time we were more careful. We prayed that we would not meet the village chief or his men, because the village chief apparently does go to the little town nearby quite a lot. And fortunately, we've been in there again and again. And another team member showed me a portion of a granite bowl from Noah's house that they'd got. And Mehmet had given it to him sometime earlier. So they'd been robbing everything over there. And I learned that the earliest dishes were made of granite. These were granite bowls carved out of granite and used by Noah and his family and the early people after the flood. Anyway, back at the hotel in Dubaizet, at the reception counter, the proprietors of that hotel showed a giant human jawbone. And this was so big you could just about fit your head into the jaws, would you believe? It showed up about the same time that they dug up Noah's wife's grave. So I understand the Turks have now recovered her sarcophagus. It's made of polished marble. It's 18 feet long. It's now in a back room of a museum in Ankara.
Are you suggesting that she was 18 feet tall?
Well, it would not be an unreasonable assumption that she was about 12 feet tall anyway. Yeah. But the sarcophagus was bigger, of course, and it gave room because it was at a thick sides and endings. But about 12 feet would be at least a reasonable assumption, so she was more than twice as tall as the average woman today.
In fact, I assume our friend Lynn Marzulli has done some work along that, not having to do with what you're talking about, but certainly about the people who lived many, many years ago. Go right ahead.
Yes.
That many of them were giants. There were giants in the land. Go ahead.
Definitely, yes. All who survived the flood would have been, those eight people would have been giants compared to mankind today. Plus, of course, the deterioration in both physique and size and longevity took several hundred years. We look at the book of Genesis, you find that Noah lived for 350 more years after the flood. He was 600 when the flood came. And you see a gradual decrease in lifespan as you read those chapters in Genesis, as father to son, and so sons were eventually sons were dying younger than their fathers, dying before their fathers died because their lifespan wasn't as old as their fathers. And eventually it came down to the 3 score and 10 and stabilized. Anyway, before the flood, it's believed there was a vapor canopy around the planet above the atmosphere, and that not only helped to facilitate a gentle terrarium-like climate from pole to pole, but it blocked out harmful cosmic rays, which would have decreased the vitality of mankind. And during the Great Flood, this canopy collapsed, and the waters washed through the soil, redepositing the high nutrition that was in the soil into the seas. And it's in the seas today that we have the minerals.
Jonathan, have you run into an organized effort to try to disparage the idea that Noah's Ark has been found? In other words, an organized effort to say it really isn't true?
Well, the people who say it isn't really true are the ones that really haven't done the tests. My team and I can verify that Ron was telling the truth. I personally handled the rivets. We've actually photographed the rivets in the boat. I can give some evidence, actually, in the few minutes that remain, that we have found evidence. This is truly the boat. I have no doubt whatsoever in my mind.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, basically, of course, there is, I believe, an organized conspiracy against Christianity today. That's why, of course, the Supreme Court can open every day a session when the choir comes in and says, God bless the United States and this honorable court. But we couldn't mention God in our schools. Why would that be? Because it's a conspiracy against Christianity.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
God for just a moment. Well, we're out of time. Our guest is Jonathan Gray. Jonathan, before you go, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website and get your material.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Stan. BeforeUs.com, www.beforeus.com. And if they want to get more material, that actually at first page talks about Dead Men's Secrets, but at the bottom of the page there's a link to other products. Anyone's welcome to go, and I put out a free newsletter weekly, so you just ask for it, and it'll be yours.
God bless. Thanks very much. Been fascinating. We should have had 2 hours, but amazing, amazing story.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. It's been a privilege to be with you.
Bye-bye. Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan in Sydney. Our guest has been Jonathan Gray, and I wish we'd had more time with Jonathan. Basically, if you'd like to hear our 4-CD set, one of the most important ones we have, it's entitled Where is Noah's Ark? And it's 2 hours with Ron Wyatt before he passed away, and then 2 hours with the gentleman who continued the ministry for him, and, of course, all the amazing things they found. You know, God could use all sorts of people. Here is Ron Wyatt, and he's an anesthesiologist. And during the summer times, Ron would take vacations and go over, and God, I believe, directed him to make some of the most amazing discoveries ever made. And then just in similar manner, he's used me. I'm a retired orthopedist, and what am I doing? I'm doing suddenly talk radio 5 hours a day, and as he uses Jonathan, he can use you as well if you give your life to him, and suddenly you can begin to suddenly perhaps have an impact on other people. Hopefully bring them into a personal relationship with our Lord, because that's why I do what I do. Well, if you'd like to get the 4-CD set, Where is Noah's Ark? It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We may actually have some other books or items. We haven't discussed this for some time, but it is vitally important, and as one of these days we'll have to put together a 4-CD set of my interviews with Jonathan Gray. We've interviewed him many times in the past. Always fascinating. Certainly he's been in many dangerous places through the years, but always serving the Lord, and always trying to verify the validity of our scriptures, which are true. Well, our telephone number here at Radio Liberty, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. You can go there and you can certainly pull down information on the items that we carry. And if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family and help us, we'd certainly love to hear from you. If you'd like to get one of our catalogs, just call us at 1-800-544-8927. If you haven't read my book, you need to get The Brotherhood of Darkness. How do we understand what's going on in the world today? Why, we have to understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And I believe some terrible things are about to befall our nation, are about to befall the world, because certainly we have turned our backs on God. And when a nation turns their back on God, God brings judgment on that nation. So if you certainly would like to get our material, go to our website, radioliberty.com, watch our DVDs. You can listen to our radio programs there on the internet 5 hours a day. If you certainly want to listen to us on telephone, there's a telephone line. There's a station over on WWCR. You can get the latest location for our shortwave program. You can get us certainly on with a satellite receiver, K2 satellite receiver. But the important thing is you get the information. You help us to get it out. You point people towards the Lord. It's the greatest favor you can do for them today. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Ooh, a land that's free.